Healthcare is one of the most significant concerns for voters and the major parties. Labor has publicly apologised for failing to curb ambulance ramping rates as promised at the 2022 election. Deputy Premier Kaya Ma says it has been deeply frustrating to see increased funding in hospital capacity has failed to address ramping.
One of the really big frustrations is we know that a lack of aged care beds is really clogging up our system. There are many, many people, particularly who need memory support aged care beds, who would be better off for themselves. It would be better for the public health system if they had an aged care place. So that's something we certainly are working with the federal government. But it is exceptionally frustrating.
When Deputy Liberal Leader Josh Teague spoke with The Wire, he was tight-lipped on any suggestions to directly confront ambulance ramping.
We'll certainly not be going about running the health system by slogans.
Mr Teague has flagged a better managed health system under the SA Liberals, promising to keep a health precinct operating at the Old Women and Children's Hospital.
We'll ensure that we attract and retain more frontline staff so that the burden that's been placed on emergency departments can be eased. And we'll go about it as we did when we were in government.
Either way, the Australian Medical Association isn't convinced Labor or Liberals have an effective plan. AMA South Australian President Associate Professor Peter Subramaniam says the healthcare system in the state requires a holistic response.
Is ramping solvable? Yes, I believe it is, but I think it is a multi-pronged strategy. And while increasing the capacity of our hospitals and emergency departments is one element of the multi-pronged solution, a key element of the solution is actually in the community. It's providing patients who are now increasingly getting older with chronic disease the capacity to have good primary health care, that's specialist GP care in the community, and other things that could keep patients in the community. To answer your question, yes, ramping is solvable. At this state election, we haven't seen a clear plan to solve it.
When we look at the things that Labor has done in the last term of government, has it been perhaps at all surprising that those programs and ideas haven't worked?
There is certainly progress in terms of health system capacity. Labor has delivered on some of its promises. There's increased bed capacity, 687 beds. There's increased acute inpatient mental health capacity. We now have per capita above the national average inpatient mental health beds. And yes, I think Labor has expanded the workforce. However, none of that has actually fixed ramping. In fact, ramping has got even worse. What that's telling us is that increasing the capacity of the health system is not the only solution to ramping, and in fact hasn't been the solution to ramping.
Looking to another issue that you've touched on already, on the matter of staffing, we've heard that the new sort of federal government funded urgent care clinics haven't actually succeeded in easing the pressures at a state level when it comes to emergency departments and GP clinics, and then they're also taking staff away. Is that ever going to be a workable model, I suppose, when we're looking at South Australian health?
The model itself has merit, which is to divert people away from emergency departments by its very, label, urgent care clinic, has to be an urgent care clinic. In that respect, the two reviews that have been done on the performance of urgent care clinics nationally does demonstrate that it is fulfilling at least some of that function. The problem, of course, is that it is now being used as a de facto bulk bill general practice service. And the reason that is happening is because access to general practice, especially in regional South Australia, is at an urgent or emergency. For example, in Mount Gambier, we have patients who are travelling to Warrnambool to get a GP appointment because the GP practices are so fully booked, they are no longer able to take new patients. And yes, in areas where there are limited GP and nurses, urgent care clinics are in fact diluting the workforce. So I think the model is a good model, but I think the model needs to work the way it is intended to work, and it's not doing that fully at the moment.
AMA South Australian President Associate Professor Peter Subramaniam ending the report.